You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Springtime is almost here, and if you've been itching to redo every room in your home, Bob's Discount Furniture can help. When you shop at Bob's, you get wow-worthy everyday low prices on fabulous furniture for every room. Everything from stylish mid-century dining sets and top-rated Bob-O-Pedic mattresses with the best warranties in the business to pop-up sleeper sectionals, all for a fraction of what they cost elsewhere. So, stop in or shop online and get wow-worthy pieces for less. Only at Bob's.
We are off and rolling Wednesday, midweek, May 6, 2026. Welcome in to the Gabe Kuhn Show. I'm your host, Gabe Kuhn, on X at @Kuhn71. I'm alongside executive producer of the Gabe Kuhn Show. That would be Connor Dunning on X at @CDunning929. Connor, how's it going, brother?
What's up, man?
Nothing much. Little sister's 17th birthday, so there is that. She has asked me, she got ASAP Rocky tickets in L.A. at the end of June. And my parents do not want to take her, so they have asked me to fly out to San Diego to take her and then stay for a week so they can see their grandson, their grandbaby. Think I should do it? I'm an ASAP Rocky fan, brother.
Would be a fun show.
Yeah, it would be a good time. It would be a good time. I'd have to take the train, though. I've never taken the train from San Diego to L.A. I don't know if it's a big problem. Be a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah. But 17 is kind of wild.
When's the concert?
June 27th. Are you marking your calendar when I'm going to be out of studio?
Yeah. Finally get some free time with no Chattanooga and they've got to host the show.
Yeah. You know, we'll talk through it off air. We don't need to bring that on air. But, yeah, there's that. So happy birthday.
Happy birthday to my younger sister.
We have plenty to talk about. 3 hours of talk on the way, courtesy of 92.9 FM, ESPN, and yours truly. We have overreaction, not an overreaction, off the top. We'll talk some Jaylen Brown, Austin Rivers unloaded on Draymond Green. They have a little beef.
He cooked!
And I don't want to, you know, give away my answer if I think it's an overreaction or not an overreaction, but I tend to agree with you. I think he did cook for about a good 3 minutes. We're going to have to shorten that up, though. But we'll talk some Tiger basketball, what we think about this recruiting class and the roster that they're going to put on the floor. Are there any issues with it? We will answer that question for you here relatively soon. But we'll also have the Blitz at 5:30. We'll get into various topics. We'll talk some NBA playoffs right there at about 4:30. We'll recap what we saw last night and then preview what we're going to see tonight. As far as guests are concerned, we're absolutely loaded up. 3:30, former Tiger quarterback Will Hudgens will join the program. Well, yeah, sure, I'll ask him about what he thinks of our program, where we're headed under new head coach Charles Huff. But he's coming on for a different reason. He is hosting the second annual Mario Reed Foundation Golf Scramble at the beginning of June. And he needs to give you some details for that, what it's all about, and how you can ultimately get involved and take part in the Golf Scramble coming up. At the top of June. So Will Hudgens will be on the show at 3:30. Excited for that. 4 o'clock, Drew Hill will join to talk some Grizzlies. Are we going to do spins then?
We can.
Drew? I think we need to do it with Drew.
Yeah. Because George informed me that he needs at least until 3:30 before he can exit the premises.
Okay. What's he got to do? What's George got to do?
Hey,
upload podcasts and do all that?
Okay, then
what's
you do
he
it.
Do?
How about you do it after the show?
moving on.
Don't you dare talk about my fellow producers. Don't you dare. We stick together.
Yeah, but Drew Hill will join, and we'll do our tankathon spins. Day 13. We have 3 days left And hopefully we have some good luck with Drew. And also, you know what we also have at 4 o'clock, right? You've been hearing the little spots for it right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. We're going to be giving away tickets. So stick around. I'll let you know how you can get involved to get some Jelly Roll tickets at Bank Plus Amphitheater coming up relatively soon. And also, 5 o'clock, Kevin Sweeney joining the program. Talk some college basketball. And there's a lot going on. Did you see yesterday, Connor? You know how bad of an offseason it's been for Mark Pope in Kentucky?
Missed out on everybody. I've seen.
I saw last night LSU got a foreign center that they have been on for a long time. He's like 23 years old. You know, he's been playing professional for years. Apparently Mark Pope went to Israel to meet this kid. Or this grown man. Why am I saying kid? Just because he's a recruit, he's not a kid.
This
grown-ass man. Yeah, yeah. He sat down and tried to recruit him when he was already basically committed to LSU without telling anybody. So they lost out on him. But did you see yesterday? He put out on socials, on X, Big Blue Nation, I want to talk. Drop your questions in the comments, and I'll spend the next couple of days answering them. It was accompanied by a video of him saying the same thing. And it was comments were on. Big Blue Nation got to ask questions under his tweet. Who in the hell decided that Mark Pope should do that then? Whoever did within that Kentucky athletic department will not see the pearly gates. That is despicable behavior to make your head coach go through that.
It's an awful idea.
It's horrible.
Well, what it is.
And go read the comments. If you haven't seen this, go to, let's see, Coach Mark Pope on X and go to this tweet and look at the comments under it. Big Blue Nation is upset with this guy. He's not getting any questions that he can actually publicly address.
It's because these places make social media managers have schedules of what's going to happen, and they plan them so far in advance sometimes that this was probably on the schedule. And I will also tell you this too.
Cancel it.
There is not going to be a single question that was negative underneath that video that he will answer.
Sure.
It is all predetermined questions that they're going to pretend. Fair. And I there's probably like alt accounts that people have that are going to put in like, hey, coach, tell us about the specials that are coming up. Or, why are you excited about the roster? They're not going to address why are you not John Calipari?
Listen, Connor, I know you came from this world before your second stint here at 92.9 FM ESPN. And you understand the social media manager aspect of this and what needs to come out in the schedules. But I would ask you, would you cancel this one?
Yes.
You got to cancel this one.
You cancel it.
Change your plans. Do something else. Like, just talk about the past and how many Final Fours you've been to, how many
matches. Exactly.
Just put out a picture graphic of how many national championships you've won. I don't know.
NBA draft's coming up. Put like together a highlight reel of your NBA draft picks or something like that.
Please.
And then just pretend like John Calipari isn't the reason most of them are there.
Good God, man. Don't subject Mark Pope.
Or have Mark Pope talk about like his career. And, like, this,
I mean, that wouldn't go over well either, but to have Big Blue Nation submit their questions on that app in particular, you got to be a psychopath. That's insane. Cancel that. But either way, Kevin Sweeney will be joining. We'll be talking about Kentucky, talk about LSU and what Will Wade's got cooking. And I want to get his opinion on this Memphis Tiger basketball roster after what was a 13-19 season last year. But let's go ahead and get it going. Let's get to overreaction, not an overreaction, off the top on this beautiful Wednesday. And you know, I'm just trying to stay chipper by saying beautiful Wednesday, because it's this weather all week. It's going to be awful, man.
I love it.
It's not. We needed it.
I love it.
I went through. So I was doing my podcast with Christian last night. We went through the white-isms, like white people.
Well, y'all talked about it on the show yesterday too.
Yeah, but seriously, like, we needed it. It's all up there.
I don't. I'm not saying we needed it for like the grass. I personally like cloud and rain. I'm a moody man.
Okay.
I'm a moody man.
All right. Yeah. But also, I do love showing up to a restaurant on Friday night and beating the rush, and then everybody walks in and you're like, we got here at a good time.
Oh, it's my favorite thing ever to say.
It's my favorite thing ever to say.
And it feels great every time.
If I had to hold that back, I would probably pass out, though.
It makes
if I was out with a group, my face would turn red, then purple, and I'd pass out.
It makes me think I have superpowers every time it happens.
Yeah, or when you get a good parking spot at the front on a Friday night and you say Rockstar Parking.
Is there Rockstar a better parking feeling than pulling into a crowded parking lot and seeing a car back out? And you feel like you've hit the lottery.
Well, everybody else is lapping, too. Like, everybody else you can see is lapping, and you just pull up.
It's even better.
And you see the white lights on the reverse.
It's even better when you're the second car, and the car in front of you has gone too far.
Oh,
and you're like, sorry, brother. I got to leave you behind. I'm not letting you come back around for this.
Oh, I know.
I was anointed for this spot by a higher power.
I know.
You must have some bad karma.
But, you know, I agree. I agree. If they pass it fully, then you're SOL.
Yeah.
But if they're in line with it and they see it and they hit their brakes,
oh, that's a different story.
Yeah,
that's
you know,
a different story.
I know
right.
Some people that'll pull right into that parking spot and accept that confrontation. That's not me. I'll be nice in that situation. I'll be nice.
It's the best feeling in the world.
It is, no doubt.
What's
no
not
question.
The best feeling in the world though is being down 0-1 to the OKC Thunder. LeBron James had 27 points, 6 assists, 4 rebounds, and the rest of the team played okay, but ultimately they did not have enough. They lost to the Oklahoma City Thunder by 18 when SGA had fewer than 20 points in this game. So, Gabe, my question to you, the Lakers are on sweep watch, overreaction, not an overreaction.
Absolutely, not an overreaction. Without question, they're on sweep watch. They were on sweep watch. I mean, you just go look at the odds. They're plus 3,000 or whatever it is to win this. A plus 1,300. I think the Oklahoma City Thunder are minus 3,000 to ultimately win this series. And I think by sweep now, it's updated after game one. Do you know the overwhelming favorite? So, like, they have the prices for scores of series, 4-1, 4-2. The favorite now at minus 105 is for the Oklahoma City Thunder to sweep the Lakers. And I added to this, Luka Doncic accidentally told reporters that his initial return to play sort of policy that the Lakers training, everybody gave him was 8 weeks. Did you hear that? So it sounds like he's not going to return anytime soon. It's going to be a while till you see Luka Doncic. He's the only thing that can save you. But, yeah, looking at that game last night, they were in it for a while, and then they just weren't. Chet Holmgren was sensational last night, 24-12, 3 blocks and a steal. He was everywhere. But you got to a point where no Jalen Williams, no J-Dub. SGA is under 20 points. LeBron was very good, 27, 4, and 6, 12 for 17, 3 for 6 from 3, very efficient. Rui Hachimura was 3 for 6 from 3, and you still ultimately lost the game by 18.
Austin Reeves' ass.
But. Yeah, but you still lost the game by 18. I think this isn't a good series for Austin Reeves. Can we be? I mean, the amount of pestering.
Caruso had him in a straitjacket.
Yeah, the amount of pestering that anybody on that perimeter can you know put an opposing guard through is just. It's tough for anybody. And Austin Reeves, I just can't imagine him overcoming that. I mean, he'll be better than he was last night. 3 for 16 and 0 for 5 from 3 is brutal. But, you know, I don't think this is the type of series where you can count on him dropping a 30 ball. Like, that's just – that doesn't seem like it's in the cards for the Lakers. They just don't have enough right now. Didn't have enough going into the series. We knew this. And in a game where I thought they got some decent performances – from some guys you maybe down ballot, and SGA didn't play his best game offensively. And, you know, some of his foul grifting last night wasn't working. They weren't calling those fouls. He only had 3 free throw attempts last night. Keep that in mind. You still lost by 18. Yeah, I don't see this going well for the Lakers at all. Now, did you see Lakers fans last night on social media how quickly they put up the foul grifting? And the flopping from SGA. They're immediate. It was at halftime. There was a 2 minute and 15 second clip of SGA foul baiting. So they're not happy with it already. I mean, don't defeat your mind before you even start the series.
There were like a couple of calls in last night's game that I think were a bit bad when it comes to foul baiting. I mean, SGA definitely had, I think, one right before the half that was pretty rough. I think that I can't remember. I think that Jackson Hayes was like the overturn against Jackson Hayes. Like that, like the way that they explained it didn't make any sense, like for why they overturned that call. Like there were a couple questionable things, but like you lost by 18. Austin Reeves was terrible. Like LeBron,
there was no foul grifting. Was trying was going
like
to make
foul
up
grifting
that.
Wasn't going to change it. It was
if SGA shoots three free throws in a night, you won.
Yeah, like I tend to agree with you. The only way that I think the Lakers can probably avoid a sweep here is if Luka somehow can come back, but it just doesn't seem super likely that that's going to happen. I also think that it's unlikely that SGA has a game where he doesn't have 20 points again. So that's those two factors make me feel like we may be heading toward a sweep. I will say, though, the final score did not represent the competitiveness of the game. Like, it was a bit more competitive. It was just every single time the Lakers, it felt like, got within striking distance, a random Thunder would just splash a three, and then Jared McCain came in and had, like, the best fourth quarter of the playoff. Like, he was unreal in the fourth quarter.
4 for 5 from 3, 12 points.
So it was they just, every single time you got close to them, somebody would hit a back-breaking three. Like, they got within five a couple of times and then just splash.
I know
splash,
it's a different. It was a different scenario altogether last year when the Grizzlies played this Thunder team, right? Especially when Ja got hurt. But I remember that pretty distinctly.
Yeah, it
when
sucks.
when you feel like you're, you know, 4, 3, 4, 5 points away, or if you have a lead by that much, you know, something's about to happen where they go on like a 25-2 run and just take a double digit lead, and you can't do anything about it. I mean, it's unfortunate, but it's...
Well, it's like for instance, A.J. Mitchell hit a four-point play, like, right when the Lakers felt like you were starting to get some momentum. It was his only three of the night. Lu Dort hit two threes, which just feels like it's 10 points right there. Like, his threes feel like they count for five. And so, yeah, I hate to say it, but LeBron had a good game. I just don't know if he's going to be able to pull this team to a single win, especially if you're not going to get consistent efforts from Luke Kennard and Austin Reeves.
Connor, I know that we talk about it all the time. Like, I get it. But it is, and I'm not saying this because the Thunder are great and the Thunder are likely to win another championship, and we hate greatness. You know, we hate on greatness. When teams are dynasties, we just tend to try to poke holes in it. I'm not saying it because of that. SGA and some of his stuff, though, is so ridiculous to watch, and I think ultimately it takes away from how great of a player he is,
yeah,
in all of our minds, and it's frustrating that's his style.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, it doesn't take away from the actual resume that will be on paper, but this is something he's got to realize is always going to follow him. No one's forgetting the way he reacts and the way he baits these fouls and how much of a grifter he tends to be all the time. I know Oklahoma City Thunder fans hate hearing that, but it does take away, at least slightly, from the greatness that you display on your resume, on paper, in a box score. It just does.
I was watching the game last night with a few friends, and that was a large topic of conversation we were saying was we wish that we could enjoy watching this team because they're just so damn annoying. They're just annoying. It's because there weren't a ton of calls last night for SGA, but it's not. But he was still doing it. He just wasn't getting the calls.
The one where he didn't get the call and he flailed his arms back and dropped the
ridiculous
ball.
Ridiculous. It was ridiculous.
You weren't even trying to take a shot. You were willing to turn the ball over in that situation and try to get the foul.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, it's gross.
I also want to say this, and I know that this probably applies to, like, LeBron's 10-point total. I'm sure that he had a game where he didn't hit 10 points or something. I feel like that there was one in the playoffs that I'm not remembering. We've got to stop doing this thing and pretending like he didn't have fewer than 20 points last night. Like, the whole streak, it's done. It happened in last playoffs, too.
Well, it happened
last year, too. Like,
why are we pretending
like the playoffs doesn't count games? I don't understand it. I've never understood it. It's always driven me crazy.
Well,
and again, as a LeBron guy, I'm sure there's a less than 10-point game that applies here, too, in the playoffs in, like, 2011 or something. But, like, why do we do this?
How many tweets I read last night of, well, SGA didn't have 20 points, but his regular season 140-game 20-point streak is still intact. No, just end it all.
Just end it.
Stop it.
It's a game. It's a game. It doesn't count.
It's a more important game, to be very clear.
It drives me nuts. So I had to get that off my chest. All right. So a lot of drama going around the Boston Celtics after their series loss to the Philadelphia 76ers. And Tracy McGrady, a mentor and friend to Jaylen Brown, spoke about Jaylen Brown's frustration with the Boston Celtics. Here's what he had to say.
His frustration lies deeply within the organization and other things that,
of course, know, of course,
we don't really have that. Details to. There's just been a lot of stuff, you know, that I've been hearing just going on with the Boston organization with JB, you know. So I think part of him is like, I showed you guys more of who I am as a basketball player, not only just, you know, what I did on the basketball court, but the leadership that I displayed within, you know, this team. And you've seen that, not having our, you know, best player in JT. You've seen a different side of me and what I'm able to bring to the game of basketball. So all that stuff, you know, I think just came into play with him and his frustration.
Okay. So with all the smoke around Jaylen Brown and the Celtics in the past, this is more smoke. Overreaction, not an overreaction.
No, this is full-blown fire. Overreaction. I mean, this is, go listen to what he said the day after they got knocked out of the playoffs by the 76ers in that Game 7. He was on streaming, and he said, this was my favorite year in the NBA. You got knocked out in the first round, and you were missing your running mate, JT, Jason Tatum, for 75% of the year.
You also won the finals 2 years ago won finals MVP.
Exactly. The fact that this year is your favorite year because you got to be sort of the point of attack, man. You know whose vibes he's giving off to me right now? I'm getting some A.J. Brown vibes from that corner where it's like, yeah, we're having success. I've reached the pinnacle of the sport. I've won an NBA championship. But you know what? I don't think I'm getting my due. I don't think I'm getting the – when Jason Tatum's on the floor, I'm not getting the touches I feel like I deserve. I mean, I understand it to a certain extent. Jaylen Brown, I think, has not gotten as much credit as Jason Tatum over the years, but I think this year showed a whole lot more to a whole lot more people. But he's got the contract. It seems like he gets treated relatively nice by the front office. They still want him around, Brad Stevens and otherwise. Joe Mazzulla, they appreciate him. I think the fans appreciate him. I mean, we have a Celtics fan that, you know, listens to the show. And when we were talking about MVP, all of the Celtics fans were lifting up JB for MVP this year. So, like, you have the love that you need, but he doesn't feel like he's getting his due. It's kind of the vibe I'm getting from him at this particular moment. And it's similar to A.J. Brown with the Eagles, where you're having a lot of success, but you don't feel like you're contributing or getting your credit as much as you feel like you should. So I think that's where we're at. I don't know if he'll get traded ultimately. I don't know what that ultimately looks like. But I think we're at a point where Jaylen Brown is making it very clear that he is unhappy. And for those of you out there that say, well, you know, maybe this was accidental. Maybe he didn't really want to get this message across. And Tracy McGrady shouldn't have said that. Something tells me Jaylen Brown, being as intelligent as he is, he wouldn't have said these things if he didn't want them out there in the public eye. And something tells me also he talks to Tracy McGrady enough to where Tracy McGrady felt comfortable saying that publicly. It feels like fire at this point.
I don't really understand what Jaylen Brown could be frustrated about. Like he's simply one of the better run organizations in the NBA. He won an NBA Finals 2 years ago. He won the Finals MVP. He is paid very well on that team. He gets a ton of attention. He got credit all season for what he was able to do with that Boston Celtics team.
All NBA guy.
If he wants to be the guy on a team, that's fine. But like going about it this way just seems very odd to me. And today, this has created a lot of rumors that maybe Jaylen Brown gets traded for Giannis.
For Giannis,
and here's what I'm going to say, Jaylen Brown. You better be careful what you wish for, man. Because, like, you get shipped off to Milwaukee with what's going
You're
on
the
there.
Guy.
You're the guy. Have fun, you know, not competing anymore. And that I don't really understand. I'm going to be honest, like, listening to Tracy McGrady, like, I don't know what any of that means. Like, he has frustrations with the Celtics organization. There are deeper things in the organization,
know,
but nothing. But there was nothing of substance there.
No, there was nothing of substance, but it's very clear he's frustrated. I think that's the only thing that needed to get across for the most part. There's nothing there in regards to why he's upset with the franchise. It was just he's upset with the franchise and the inner workings of that franchise. Okay. You're going to have to explain more to me for me to get on your side. But I something tells me he doesn't really care if people are on his side in this particular situation. I don't think this is smoke because most of the time when the Jaylen Brown, breaking up Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum thing has spurred on and we've talked about it, it's been largely media creation. Like, that's where it's been created. They bow out in the playoffs early or what have you. This one is purely driven by Jaylen Brown and people in his corner.
Yeah, I mean, there's...
Saying outward things, putting them out into the ether, and us picking them up. This is different than it has been in the past.
And, like, rumors have been that Tracy McGrady was one of the people who helped convince Jaylen Brown to stick around, like, in 2019, 2020, around that time. So I do think that it is significant that he is, like you said, comfortable saying these things. There's certainly something happening behind the scenes, but I don't really know what it is. To me, it seems like that maybe he wants to be the number one guy on the team, and he wants to be the premier guy. And as long as Jason Tatum's in Boston, it's just going to be Jason Tatum.
And we're just to get this very clear so we have no confusion, I believe this was as purposeful as possible. Jaylen Brown saying what he said
after
getting knocked out, and Tracy McGrady putting that out there on his podcast. I think that was as purposeful as it could be.
No. No doubt about it, in my opinion. And it seems, you know, and if I'm the Celtics, if Milwaukee wants to do a Giannis for Brown, then I'm like, okay, sure, absolutely, absolutely. All right, so the Memphis Tigers roster is almost complete. They just recently added 6'9", big man, Cornelius Williams. But the lack of size on the current Tiger basketball roster is still a problem. Overreaction, not an overreaction.
Not an overreaction. I'll say this. I don't think it's going to be some massive problem in conference because I think everybody that's not in a power conference is struggling to get bigs that are productive and good at what they do. And the Tigers have a really good one. He's just 6'9". They don't have – I mean, Jerry Dang, I guess, could sort of play 4, small ball 5. He's 6'9". Fred Smith, we'll see what he is, but he's 6'6". Like, you're a small team. Now, there are some advantages to that. You can run, you can gun, you can shoot a lot of threes, you can play a lot of offense, which is what I'm imagining is going to be the identity of this team as opposed to, you know, what Penny Hardaway's teams have done in the past, very defensive-minded, defensive identity first. But I was just looking through the non-con next year in particular. You got Iowa State, they're going to have a big. Louisville, you know who they got? Flory Badunga, number one big out of the portal. You have Texas. You know who's coming back? Matas Fokatitis. That's gonna be a brutal one. Then you got Vanderbilt, who's gonna have somebody there with Mark Byington. So I think to reach new heights as a program, you are going to run into issues with your size unless you add somebody else that's a serviceable big that can sort of supplement Cornelius Williams. But there is a limit to how far you can go against the best teams in the country in the NCAA tournament and in the non-conference when you're lacking real size. I think the best teams in the country, we saw this really with the entire Final Four, they can play any style. You ask them to play big and you know, bump and grind in the post, they can do that. They can out-rebound you. They can block shots. If you ask them to run and gun, they can do that as well with size. But, like, the best teams in the country are able to morph what they can do based on, you know, weaknesses they're seeing game in, game out. And I think with the roster that Penny and Memphis have right now, they can really own the style that they have, playing smaller, playing more positionless, shooting a lot of threes, playing a lot of offense. But I'm not sure they have a different way of playing at this moment with the types of guys that they have, if that makes sense to you, Connor.
That does make sense to me, and I agree. I think that I have more concern about it in non-con play like you than I do in conference play. I do like the structure of this roster. I just wish that there was a little bit more size. I think that if the size had the skill, like maybe a Dane Danger did, I would feel a little bit different. Yeah. But maybe with the guard play and Weeks being there on the wing, it may not be a huge issue when you get to conference play because you have the talent and the balanced roster still makes sense. But I do think that it could rear its ugly head a little bit when you go up against some of the bigger teams in non-con. Real quick, final one. Austin Rivers and Draymond Green have a beef right now, and Austin Rivers absolutely unloaded on Draymond Green. Here's the clip.
All-ACC, freshman player of the year, lottery pick. Stop. Next. NBA, hey, man, you got it, Dre. I mean, listen, I played in the NBA for more than 10 years, more than a decade, but 11 years, but I'm not a Hall of Famer like you, so I'll give you that credit. All right? You got it. But let's peel back that onion and understand why. Easy, Tiger. Okay? You have the delusion, the non-wherethal, the irony of you saying I'm part of the biggest bailout in NBA history. Draymond, you are the luckiest basketball player I think I've ever seen, especially in modern day history. Let's talk about that. You were drafted to a franchise with the Hall of Fame front office, Bob Myers, Hall of Fame coach, Steve Kerr, the greatest shooter of all time, and perhaps a top five player of all time, Steph Curry, Hall of Famer. One of the greatest shooters, top five shooter of all time, another Hall of Famer, Klay Thompson. The Swiss Army Knife himself, the guy who could do a little bit of everything on the floor, Andre Iguodala, another Hall of Famer. I know, keep up, it's a lot of talent. Not to mention one of the most lethal scorers of all time and arguably a top 10 player of all time, Kevin Durant, the same guy you chased off because of this, your mouth, you talk too much. And that's not even counting the plethora of talent around those guys. The Sean Livingstons, the Barbosas, the Andrew Wiggins, the Jordan Pools, who you also chased off. Cut it out. Draymond, you're the backpack jump shooter. You're the guy that everyone leaves open. No one guards you. There are hours and hours and hours of film of just you being left wide open. In fact, anybody can just YouTube or Google or watch any Draymond game ever, and he's open all game. There are clips of you getting a rebound and just driving in a straight line and just getting a wide open layup because everyone's fanning out to guard the actual talent on the team. Talk about Steve Kerr hindered your career. Bro, Steve Kerr made your career. How dare you? Coming at me? Are you kidding me? I wish I could give my son $200 million if I was a coach. Yo, the NBA doesn't give coaching jobs to guys who may or may not sucker punch one of the players and staff. You need to fall back, Dre. Let's just be frenemies.
Good Lord. And we shortened that by a full minute. The first minute, he also went ether on him about high school and college stuff, too. Austin Rivers is right. Overreaction, not an overreaction.
I mean, I tried to sit there and get my lie detector out and, like, find one. No, not an overreaction. If Draymond was drafted by the Charlotte Hornets, we don't know him. I don't know how long – I mean, he's a great defensive player. Like, he's the point of attack guy for that Warriors team. And he can rebound. He can play make a little bit. But, like, the reason he's been unlocked is because of all the talent he played around and Steve Kerr giving him the leash that he –
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download, and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Springtime's the perfect time to turn the page and refresh your home style. The only problem? It can be expensive. Luckily, there's a better way to shop well-worthy pieces for less at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's negotiates with manufacturers to get you the best everyday low prices, giving the shopping power back to you. The power to get more style, comfort, and quality for less on amazing pieces like stylish mid-century dining sets made for hosting those big spring brunches, pop-up sleeper sectionals with all the bells and whistles so you can turn any room into a guest room, and next-level Bobopedic mattresses so you can get a great night's rest after you've finished redecorating every room. So, when you're ready to spring into new style, stop into your nearest store or shop online and see how you can get wow-worthy style for less with Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas has styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
How would you describe yourself? fun, sporty, bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims.
He did. So, like, I've always thought this.
I thought everybody thought this.
I think most people believe this.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it doesn't take away from his Hall of Fame career. Like, he's sort of in the Dennis Rodman type category is kind of the Hall of Fame case there for Draymond Green. A lot of winning, a lot of all defense, can rebound, can do a bunch of different things. But
Rodman was a much better teammate.
Sure. Okay. Well,
Rodman was insane, but he was a good teammate.
I just think if you give everybody truth serum, including Warriors fans, and you ask, okay, what if Draymond Green was, and this again, we're getting into the what if game. What if he was drafted by the, I don't know, again, Charlotte Hornets? I think most people would say we probably don't even really.
He doesn't have the career that he has.
Think of him in the same light, yeah. And he's probably not making a Hall of Fame case for himself. He has been overwhelmingly blessed by the basketball gods in his NBA career.
I mean, if he was drafted by another franchise, he may be viewed more of like kind of the Tony Allen. Like, yeah. Awesome defensive player. Didn't have a huge offensive game, but like had impact, helped create some sort of culture.
Right.
But the reason he was able to have the success that he had, and the reason he's had the impact he had,
the reason he's a Hall of Famer, is because
he was drafted by the Golden State Warriors,
yes.
And he played alongside players who allowed his negatives on offense to not really matter, because he was playing with one of the greatest offensive weapons of all time and Kevin Durant, and the greatest shooter of all time and Steph Curry, and Klay Thompson, another one of the greatest shooters of all time. That's three Hall of Famers on the floor with him. And then you add Andre Iguodala, and then you add Andrew Bogut, and then you add Andrew Wiggins, and then you add Jordan Poole.
The mid-range god, John Livingston.
Then you add Barbosa. It's like he was surrounded with the perfect group of players. And I think that's where Austin Reeves did really well in this video, is that he acknowledged, you are a Hall of Famer, and my NBA career does not compare to yours. But don't get it twisted.
Yes.
You cannot say that I was lucky while ignoring
how
your NBA career came about.
It's like all luck. It really is.
And that is why when he had the quote about Steve Kerr, everyone was kind of like, come on, man. Like, you've got to be. Come on. Like, Steve Kerr's annoying sometimes, and like the code breaking stuff. But like the reason he was even that he got beef or he got flack for the code breaking stuff was because of you.
Yep.
It's because you were clawing out LeBron's eyes in a series the year before. It's one of the reasons that they were able to come back 3-1 was because of you, because you couldn't control yourself on a court. You ran off Kevin Durant. You ran off Jordan Poole. It's a miracle that y'all got a championship again after that happened. It's a miracle that they got another run with it. But then he ran off that team too. It's Draymond's lack of self-awareness is a bit annoying.
It's astounding is what it is. I mean, and I think a perfect word that Austin Reeves used was delusion. There's a lot of delusion.
Reeves cooked him. Or not Reeves. I'm sorry.
Draymond Green.
Rivers cooked him.
No doubt. He did. I did think, though, within that first minute that we left out, because we didn't want to play 3.5 minutes sound, Austin Reeves bringing up like basically the 247 profile. I was the number one recruit in the country. Like, it's all true. But
well, he was bringing it up because Draymond insinuated
right.
that he got on Duke because he was Doc Rivers' son.
But I will say it's an interesting look, but he was addressing something Draymond
right.
said.
Draymond was insinuating that he didn't deserve his place, and he was like, no, don't get it twisted.
It is
dude.
Funny, though, to like just think
Rivers
about,
was awesome. Like,
you know,
Rivers' mixtape in high school was insane.
No, but like, yeah,
is insane.
I think it's, you know, just an unbecoming look for anybody to pull out the rivals rankings from 2011 or whatever it was. You know,
I think it would have been that if he didn't acknowledge, like, I can't touch your NBA career.
Yeah.
He was like, yeah, like your NBA career, I don't even compare to. But he was also like, I also played in the league for 10 years,
and
he was a good player.
At
he had a year where he averaged 15.
He was a pretty awesome role player.
He wasn't a bad player. Austin. I have enjoyed Austin Rivers as a media member, too. I think he does pretty good work, and this was just straight facts. I've even seen Warriors fans be like, oh, damn. He got you, man. He got you.
For sure. All right, now let's go ahead and bring on former Tiger quarterback, Memphis quarterback Will Hudgens next, and ask him about what he's got coming up at the beginning of June. Stick around. Bring on a former Tiger football player onto the Gabe Kuhn Show. So we bring on Will Hudgens, former Tiger quarterback. Will, how is it going? Good to talk with you.
Gabe, it's going great, man. I appreciate you having me on. Like you said, always great to talk to a former Tiger.
Once a Tiger, always a Tiger. You know the drill.
Yeah, that's right, baby. Tiger goes.
Yeah, and you're also your assistant coach over at Lausanne. How was spring ball?
So we really just don't do spring. We do skills and drills type thing. Yep. No contact, just kind of combine type stuff, working them out in the morning.
So, these kids are getting soft, man. You guys are getting soft these days. Dang.
Yeah. You gotta protect them these days.
Yeah, no, I hear you. But that all went well, right? Got some good talent, feeling good about next season?
I'm feeling great. I think we got a really good shot. Got a few key spots to fill in, but got a really talented group coming back, headed by Lawrence Britt, probably one of the top recruits in the state and definitely in the city. Got a transfer quarterback, Thomas Hefner, in. So we're really excited. We've got a lot of great pieces around them, too.
Yeah, but we got a summer before we ultimately get there, till we get to season and fall camp. And coming up at the beginning of June, you're going to be hosting the second annual Mario Reed Foundation Golf Scramble. And you know, looking into Mario and his past, it's a great story, and he does great work with Mario Reed Foundation. Let me know some background on Mario and ultimately what the Mario Reed Foundation sets out to accomplish.
So, you know, first off, Mario's just his energy, the way he approaches life every single day and with the circumstances he was given is unbelievable. So if you're ever around him, that's the first thing that you'll notice is like, man, this dude is just unbelievable. I mean, he just makes you want to get up and go every single day. But his foundation, it really is trying to inspire and motivate anybody with paralysis and the importance of, you know, putting themselves on a good schedule, healthy lifestyles, and just kind of the basic things that just average Joes just kind of walk around and kind of, you know, don't really look at as important. And so we want to advocate for everybody with paralysis. We want to make sure that they have the resources and the education on how to do things.
Yeah. And real quick, for those that don't know, Mario, it was age 15 when he was paralyzed on a football field. Correct.
Yeah. Back in 1997, he was playing for Millington. They were actually playing Houston High School. Just one of those freak moments on a football field that really changed his life and changed a lot of people's lives around him.
Yep, for sure. Now, this is the second annual. What were you guys able to do with the first year? What was the turnout like? And what can people expect when they ultimately buy tickets and show up to participate?
Man, listen, had a great turnout last year, obviously looking to grow on it. We have a lot of great sponsors, Southern Meat out off of Highway 51, Ray Fortune. They do our lunch every year, and it's pulled pork, and it's unbelievable. BSN Sports is going to donate a lot of swag and some good gifts that we're going to be able to give out for some prizes. A&B Body Shop, the Shays family, does an unbelievable job over there. They've helped us out tremendously. Wiseacre is going to throw in some beers and stuff. So we've got a great little thing going. Obviously, like I said, trying to look to grow it and make it turn out a little bit more. Our goal this year is to get about 25 teams. Last year, we were around 10. So kind of want to just double it and keep growing it from there.
Yeah.
But if you go to MarioReedFoundation.com, and that is the link. The link will be on the top of the page to get on there and register for a team. And if you just want to donate, sponsor a hole, whatever it is that you're looking to do, that's kind of where you can go and get at it.
And what else outside of the scramble can they do to get involved with the Mario Reed Foundation, right? You know, whether it's mentorship, things like that, opportunities outside of the scramble.
Mario does a lot of he does a lot of speaking engagements. He does a lot of mentorship, and he is willing to to get out there and help anybody. So if you know anybody that needs any assistance, any help, any just motivation, that's the easiest way, just getting in touch with Mario through our website. And he is more than willing to go and do anything to help anybody. Like I said, if you just feel his energy for life and he gets out there, it's really contagious.
Yep. And Mario's going to be on hand, I'd assume, right?
No doubt.
Can say what's
last
up.
Year was his first. Last year was his first year out there. And he said first time really on a golf course, and absolutely loved it.
Yeah.
Absolutely loved it, and so we're looking forward to running it back.
Yep. And Forest Hill, give me the details again. How much are tickets? How much for a team? Things of that nature.
So it's June 5th. It's going to be on a Friday afternoon, 12 o'clock start at Forest Hill Golf Course in Drummond, Tennessee. And it is $100 a golfer, $400 a team. We have sponsorships all the way up from, you know, $100 tee box sponsor, a $500 beverage cart sponsor, or if you want to be the primary sponsor of our tournament, we can get you up to $2,500. Or we'll just take donations. But those are some of the small details. Biggest thing is we want to get people out. We want to get people engaged with Mario and be on site, and that's where we're really wanting to hit a big home run this year.
Yep, no doubt. Now, real quick, while I have you, how you feel about our Tigers heading into next season, Coach Huff?
Man, I love it. Absolutely love it. I can't wait to get out there and watch them this year. Coach Huff has brought a whole new energy around the campus. You know, not that anybody previously hasn't, but you know. I'm super excited from what I'm hearing, right?
I mean, yeah, of course.
I think he's won every press conference he's given, and he's really engaged high school coaches. All of his coaches have been out and about and meeting everybody on the high school scene. Hiring Coach Salisbury to get in there, I thought was a huge get for him.
Yep.
You know, just I think he's doing everything right. You know, obviously you got to wait till Saturdays to see what that turns into, but as of right now, he's winning in my mind.
Yeah, you know what, Will, by the way, the thing that I'm most excited about next year, obviously I want to see what this team looks like. Seeing the newly renovated Simmons Bank Liberty Stadium. We both played in that stadium when it wasn't as nice as it looks right now. Thing trips me out every time I look at it, Will. Blows my mind. And obviously you played even there before me, so it's like you see all the good stuff over there at South Campus and the stadium. I mean, it's wild.
Every generation of the Tigers have gotten better and better, and I'm sure you talked to guys I've talked to there before me are like, oh yeah, you know, there was at one point we were dressing in trailers on the South Campus.
Yeah, so. I try not to be jealous. I can't help it though. I try not to be. I know jealousy is you don't want to display that, but I can't help it, man. It looks
there's
great.
No doubt. There's a lot of jealousy that runs in, and there should be.
Yeah, what were you guys? You guys were working out and doing, you know, probably had pads on in the old turf room, huh?
Listen, I can't tell you how many times I saw somebody try to make a cut on that turf room floor and just the entire yard line come up. And just
well, we were still like, using it. We were still using it for all my entire 5 years, if that gives you anything. There was strength coaches dip spit all over that thing. I don't know how much it got clean, but it's still there, I think. It's still there. It's still living.
They did a pro day one year, and they had the garage doors open so the guys running the 40s could keep going out the back door. Yeah.
Nice.
It was great.
Yeah, that's great. Well, Will, I'll let you get back to it, man. But Mario Reed Foundation, second annual golf scramble coming up on June 5th. It'll be at Forest Hill out in Drummond, Tennessee. It'll be at noon. You can go buy tickets at marioreedfoundation.org. Make sure you go click that link, and you'll see Will there. You'll see Mario there. It should be a good time. But I appreciate it, Will.
Hey, appreciate you, Gabe. Thanks again, and look forward to seeing you soon.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Sounds good. But he is Will Hudgens. If you want to go follow him on the old X, it's Will_Hudgens_.
Only at True North Stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Springtime's the perfect time to turn the page and refresh your home style. The only problem? It can be expensive.
Luckily, there's a better way to shop well-worthy pieces for less at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's negotiates with manufacturers to get you the best everyday low prices, giving the shopping power back to you. The power to get more style, comfort, and quality for less on amazing pieces like stylish mid-century dining sets made for hosting those big spring brunches, pop-up sleeper sectionals with all the bells and whistles so you can turn any room into a guest room, and next-level Bobopedic mattresses so you can get a great night's rest after you've finished redecorating every room. So, when you're ready to spring into new style, stop into your nearest store or shop online and see how you can get wow-worthy style for less with Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
You can go click the link right there. It's on Eventbrite. Or you can go to the MarioReedFoundation.org website and click the link there. Buy your tickets to the second annual Mario Reed Foundation Golf Scramble out at Forest Hill in Drummond's. But let's go ahead and grab a break on that note. When we come back, we'll start up hour number two with Drew Hill. We'll talk some Grizzlies, some NBA draft, and we'll do our spins with him. Hopefully he brings us some good luck. So stick around.
Only at True North Stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 Hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 Sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Baseball and community go hand in hand. And with Pitch, Hit, and Run, you can make a lasting impact.
All right, fellas, here we go.
Register to showcase the foundational skills of young athletes from your local community in the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball, known as Pitch, Hit, and Run. Make an impact today. Pitch, hit, and run. Visit playball.org to sign up today.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.